This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's episode of Puckle Game Corner, the stakes are high.
Yeah, so Bo and I decided to have a little wager on the side, and it's just a tiny friendly thing, but you might want to stick around until the very end of the episode because you only get to find out who wins. You get an extra surprise at the end of this episode.
So find out at the end, like she said.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the PokéStars Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner! And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello everyone and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag, and we have three wonderful games for you today with four wonderful contestants. First, Puckle's number one miraculous lover, we have Uncle Oshawott. Uncle Oshawott, say hello to everybody.
Hey, guys.
And coming from across the Atlantic Ocean, he is the most British of gentlemen. We have the British Gent.
Good day to one and all.
All right, awesome. Gentlemen, I'm very excited to have you both on the show. This is going to be a very exciting recording. Let's tell everyone who your teammates are. We have already predetermined the teams, and so teaming up with Uncle Oshawott is everyone's favorite, the fluffiest Whimsicott.
I don't know if I'm everyone's favorite, but hello.
And teaming up with the British Gent making his Puckle Game Corner debut, we have also everyone's favorite, Bosifus.
Hi, Mom!
Yeah, that's more like it.
All right, folks. Well, I want to thank you all for being here. Are you all ready to play some games?
Super cool.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right. So we'll go ahead and get started.
Are you a boy or a girl?
All right. As was said just a moment ago, we are going to be playing Are You a Boy or a Girl?, a fan favorite game on Game Corner. Let's remind everybody of the rules of this game. Our contestants will be given an NPC that they're trying to figure out who it is. They are allowed to ask yes or no questions until they have determined who that NPC is, with the exception of the traditional first question, Are You a Boy or a Girl?. The players must ask the NPC's name as one of the questions to finish it out. There is no penalty for guessing incorrectly outside of losing the question to make that guess. Each NPC could be worth a total of 2,000 points, but each question that the players ask reduces that total by 100. If you have narrowed down who this character is, but cannot recall who the character's name, you will take a 300-point penalty, and it'll be down to my discretion if you've narrowed down the character sufficiently. Do we have any questions from our contestants?
No.
Nope.
No, sir.
All right, fantastic. So let's go ahead and get started. We announced the teams, but I forgot to give the team names. Bosifus and the British Gent are the B-Drills. B, because you guys both have B prominently in your name. Woo. So...
Buzz.
All right, so the B-Drills, let's start out with the British Gent. British Gent, would you like to ask the traditional first question?
Are you a boy or a girl?
The character is a boy.
Okay. So, since there's no gen restrictions, I'll ask, did this character make its debut in Gen 4 or sooner?
Gen 4 or sooner. So you're talking about, like, Gens 1 through 4? Is that what you mean by sooner?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
The answer to that would be no.
Okay. Thank you.
Right, okay. How about... Is this person a member of an Elite Four?
No, this person is not a member of an Elite Four.
Okay. Do you battle this character?
Yes.
Right. How about if we're going to be battling this person, do we find out if we have a themed battle with them? You know, saying, like, is it within a gym leader?
Well,
or
like a...
Do we ask if they have a theme with the battle style? If not, we then know if it's going to be rival or bad guy kind. That's my idea.
I don't know if I follow 100%, but is it your question? It's your question. You definitely go ahead and ask. I follow 100%.
All right, I'll make it simple then. Is this character a gym leader?
No.
Okay.
That's five questions.
Let's narrow it down. Do you meet this person in Gen 6 or later?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this a member of a evil team?
No.
Okay, so that leaves us pretty much with rivals and Professor Sycamore.
Yeah. So who's that?
And Kukui. And Kukui, because he's not an Elite Four member either. Is this character a professor?
No.
So that's them out. So it's the rivals is going to be.
So we're at Gladion. Hugh,
Gladion.
No, it's Gen 6, so it won't be Hugh, but it could be.
Oh no, sorry.
It could be Tierno, Shauna, Trevor. Probably not the gender variant of whoever you were in X and Y, or it could be Gladion or Hal, because you don't ever battle Lily, and you don't really have any other.
True. I'm trying to think of a way of cancelling more than just two out of a time. Should I just get rid of Gen 7?
Well, I was going to say, you could ask if their name begins with T. Yeah, you could get rid of Gen 7. Either way, it gets rid of 2 or 3.
Yeah. Is this character in Generation 7?
Yes.
Is this character Hal?
Yes.
Okay.
Good job. So that took you 10 questions, and by the way, the points break down. That is for 1,100 points. All right, Team Beedrill, great job on getting Hal as the first character. Let's switch over to our other team, which originally, because we have Uncle Oshawott and the Fluffy Swimscott, they wanted to be called the Pokemonikers, but... They decided that they definitely wanted to be Team Aractus, or we could even call you Team Aractus Love, maybe, because that's probably the only group that has so much affection for that Pokemon.
Yeah, like the only two people in the entire world, probably.
Excuse me. All right, so Uncle Oshawott, let's have you go ahead and begin the questioning for this character.
Okay, is it a boy or a girl?
It is a boy.
Okay. Is this character a gym leader?
No.
Is this character an Elite Four member?
No.
Is this character a professor?
No.
Is this member... is this character a member of an evil team?
No.
Well, that leaves rivals and champions and notable NPCs. So, mm-hmm. Is this character a champion?
No.
Oh, boy.
Well, is this character a rival?
No.
It's going great.
Well, yeah. This is so much fun. Okay. It's not a gym leader. It's not a member of an Elite Four. It's not a professor. It's not a member of an evil team. It's not a champion. And so it's not a rival.
Yeah. Should we start asking Jen questions then?
No. Wait. It has to be something like a trial captain, right?
Oh, forgot.
It has
those.
To be. Yeah.
Well.
Whose question is it again?
I think it's yours.
Okay, is this character a trial captain?
Yes.
I know all these names.
I do know them actually.
I made a mistake there, folks. I apologize. The answer to that is actually no. I apologize.
Oh.
No.
No. Okay. Okay. It's your question, but I think I know who it is. Because there is like. This only leaves kahunas, and there's only one male kahuna who is not in the Elite Four, so.
I don't know his name, though, so I'll just
ask. Nanu.
It's what?
Nanu.
Nanu?
Yeah.
Is it Nanu?
It is, yes.
Yay!
Curse you. I was hoping it'd be a frontier brain or something like that.
I think the frontier brains are just a little bit too evil for this game, just because they showed up once. In two games they showed up.
True. It's nice to know, like, our boundaries and how far I need to remember.
Yeah. I think that's a little bit far out there because it's post game and just a couple of games. So
yeah,
I wish they were more notable. I wish we would have had a remake of the Battle Frontier in Oraz Game Freak. Guys.
You got a little everyone. Nice statue of it. Is that not enough?
Is that not enough?
All right. Great job. You were able to get that in 9 questions, so you guys have 1,200 points. Nice job.
Okay.
Ooh, close.
All right. We're doing well. Team Beedrill, let's just switch it right over onto you guys. Both of us, let's have you start this one. Go ahead and give us the first question.
Are you a boy or a girl?
You are a girl.
All right.
Okay. Are you introduced in generations 1 to 4?
Yes.
Okay. Do you appear in generations 1 to 2?
No.
Okay.
Right, okay. How many females are there in generations 3 and 4? Because my 10 to 4's gone out of my head. Shall we say, are you a gym leader?
Yes.
Okay.
How many female gym leaders?
So, female gym leaders, there's, shoot, I have to go through and think. Roxanne and Brawley Watson Flannery, so that's 2. There's Liz from Liz and Tate, she's number in the 7th slot.
Oh, the psychic one, yeah.
Winona. Who's number 5 in Gen? Norman, duh. So Winona. And then who's number 8 is Wallace. Okay, so there's only 4. Oh, in Gen 4, there's Fontina. There's, little scrappy girl. I can't think of her name.
There's the grass one, isn't there?
There's Grisidia? No, that's the Grisidia flower. Okay. Let's hope she's from Gen 3. I remember all their names.
Yeah.
There's one more. Is not the ice. Yeah, the ice. Candace. Okay.
Oh, yes.
So it's okay. We narrowed it down to 8 characters. You want to just split it in half?
Yeah, might as well, aren't you? Is it? Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. Is this person from Hoenn?
No.
Dang it. Well, now we can just list off names.
Let's hope we've remembered all three of them.
There's four from Gen 4. There's grass, ice, ghost, and fighting. So we could ask if this person's special type is weak to fire.
Is it weak to fire?
No.
Okay, so that leaves Fontina and Fist Girl. I can't think of her name. It's Maylene. Okay. I'm going to ask because I just remembered. Is her name Maylene?
No.
Oh, dang it. It's your question, British gent.
Is it? We did say Fantina, is it left?
Fantina, yes.
Yes, is it Fantina?
Yes, it is. Good job, guys. You got that in 8 questions. That was a lot of fun. So you get 1,300 points for... You get 1,300 points for that. And with that, the Beedrills have a total of 2,400 points. Going back to Team Maractus, or the Maracti, if you will, this is going to be the last NPC in this round, so you have, if you want to tie the Beedrills, you have to get this in 9 questions or less if you want to pull ahead of them. Sakat, if you'd like to do the honor of the first question.
Of course, my dear. Are you a boy or a girl?
You are a girl.
Yes! Yes, I am.
Finally, gender equality on Puckle.
Woo! Go, Oshawa.
Oh, yeah, it is my turn. Okay, sorry. Are you an NPC from Gen 3 or before?
No.
Not 1, 2, 3. Okay. Did you make your debut in Generations 4 or 5?
No.
Okay, so it's Generation 6 or 7. That's recent. That's good. It's not Gen 4. I love you, Snag.
All right, my question was, is it from Generation 5?
No, we have... I asked if it was from Generation 4
or 5.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Okay, I meant 6.
And he said no. Yeah.
All right. No, it is not from Generation 6.
Ooh. So it's a girl from Gen 7. Well, there is not a ton of people here, and this question might turn out a bit odd, but do you battle this character?
Yes.
You do battle her. Okay, so it's probably okay. Let's round them up, Oshawott. You have Olivia. Mm-hmm. I think in Pokemon Moon, you battle Mallow. Then there's Acerola. And then there's Lusamine.
Yeah.
And then there's what's her name? The last Elite Four member. I honestly don't remember her name right now. Do you remember it?
No, I don't.
Oh, shoot. She just came in at the last minute and nobody had ever mentioned her before. So she's kind of slipping my mind there. Then there's Lana. And you do battle Lana. You can, at least. There's quite a few more of these than I thought.
Now, I might be
Gen
wrong.
Gen 7, you and your gender equality.
I might be wrong, but isn't the Elite Four member from a different generation or something like that?
No, she's not.
Is she from a different region or?
No, I don't think
I don't know where
she just comes out of nowhere for no reason at all. Let's hope it's not her. So, you want to pick one or do you want to narrow it down with a question?
I'd narrow it.
Okay, go.
Because that's a lot of names to just get.
Go, go, go. Just do it.
Oh, it's your question, I think.
No, no, it's yours.
Is it? Yes, it is. It is Ashwat's question.
Oh, I'm not keeping track here.
Okay. Yeah, you're at 5 questions.
Okay. Would asking if it was a trial captain be a good one?
I mean, yes, we
I'm
have
trying
three
to think how
here.
Many would be. Yeah. Okay. We have is three, this a trial so. Captain?
No.
Oh. Okay. Shoot. We might as well just throw them out there, I think, then. Is this character Lusamine?
Yes.
Oh, yes!
You're kidding me! That was two questions too soon.
Nice job, nice work. Yes, it is Lusamine. That's very good. Nice work. You guys were able to get that. Yes, and 7 questions. So at the end of the first game, the team Maractus has a total of 2,600 points, edging out the B-Drills by just 200 points. They have 2,400. As the winners of this game, you guys get a year's worth of visits to Rhyhorn Steakhouse. Where if it moves, what? We'll serve it.
Oh no, that's terrible. But still, prickly high five on Marshallwood. Free Pokemon food. Thank you. No. Oh my
god.
I should probably hype it up because it's a sponsor. But we're Pokemon. You literally gave the free Pokemon to eat prize to Pokemon. You're terrible, Snag.
but you can, if you would like to gift that to someone else, it is transferable, so.
Okay, I suppose.
All right, and with...
I'll trade you a great ball.
And
someone's angling for it.
And with that, folks, we will catch you after this commercial break.
Have you had a hankering for some spicy Dunsparce wings at the low price of $9.35? Or maybe you're getting the vapors for some juicy Toro's tenderloin at a steal of $27.96. Whatever the case, head on over to the Rhyhorn Steakhouse, where, if it moves, we'll serve it.
Oh boy, Deborah, I sure am hungry, even if after that well-balanced breakfast of Combios I had earlier.
Aw, man, me too! I wish there was a way to have Combios for every meal of the day, and also snacks.
Yeah...
Well, now you can! Check out our brand new Combios Energy Bars. They're filled with tons of calories and almost no nutritional value. Better yet, they only come in overpriced fun-sized packets.
Oh, gee, that sounds like a steal.
You bet it is.
But wait, what about lunch, dinner, and midnight feasting?
wait, what?
You know, like the other meals of the day?
Yeah, you're out of luck.
Aw, well that kind of sucks.
Combios! Are you having a good day without them?
Actually, well, yeah.
Yeah, pretty decent day, actually.
Well, then you're not! Combios Energy Bars. They might just be cardboard.
Let's play Pokemon Countdown!
And welcome back from that commercial break, everybody. And we are ready for our next game. We are playing Pokemon Countdown. As a reminder of how we play this game, each team will be given some Pokemon, and they'll be given clues about these Pokemon counting down from 10. Teammates will alternate their guesses as to what this Pokemon is, and the sooner they guess, the more points that they earn. Each Pokemon is worth up to 1,500 points.
Right.
Do we have any questions about the rules there, folks, or is that straightforward enough?
I'm good.
It's clear.
All right, awesome. Mm-hmm. So the last game we started out with the B-Drills, so Team Maractus, let's start out with you folks, and let's have Uncle Ashwat, let's have you give the first guess. So for this Pokemon, clue number 10 is Quash.
Oh, geez. I've never even heard of Quash.
Can I tell him what the move does?
Sure.
It's a move that when you hit a Pokemon, you make the Pokemon go last in that turn.
Okay, this is a shot in the dark here. I feel like it'd be like a grass type. Fantrump?
No. 9. Psychic.
Ooh. Man, I had a completely different guess because before you said psychic. But there's a chance it... Oh, wait. Misdreavus.
No. 8. After you.
Jellicent?
No. 7. Basic.
I know it.
Well, it's not your
both
turn.
Both Quash and after you, Markrow.
Just to be clear, the last one. That's fine. Yeah, basic. Okay, good. 6, telepathy.
Oh.
This is Oshawott's turn.
Gonna go with, I don't know, Cosmog. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about
it. No. 5. Instruct.
Oranguru.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I got it from telepathy.
Yeah, when you said basic, I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure there's only like 3 or 1 basic psychic Pokemon with that.
I mean, unless Rolf learns Quash, and I don't think it does, so...
Yeah. Awesome, nice job. You were able to get that on hint number 5, so that's worth 1,000 points to Team Aractus.
Good job!
Switching Go over us. To the Beedrills. The British gent, let's have you start us out. Question 10, yeah. Or clue 10, I should say, is Fake Out.
Apom.
No. 9. Stage 1.
Ambipom.
No. 8. Prankster.
I can't think of that. I think that's Prankster would take out. I'm pretty sure, but it's not Fluffiest. Whimsicott. That's the only thing I can think of, Frank.
Is that your guess?
That's Whimsicott, yeah. It's the only thing I can guess at the minute.
No. 7. Psychic.
Meowstic.
That's it.
Woo! Yeah, wow. I don't get Fake Out.
No, that's the only thing. I knew you would get Fake Out, but I couldn't think who else had Prankster.
Nice job, both of us. Yes, it is indeed Meowstic. The 5th clue, which I thought would have been the one of the better clues, was I had gender differences. This is one that definitely has gender differences.
Yeah,
and yeah. My yeah, we should have gotten that. And then my last clue, and I need to go back and say this for Oranguru. My last clue for this one was Psychic Cat of Doom.
All right.
What was the one for Oranguru?
For Oranguru, it was Big Teaching Monkey. All right.
It's an ape, I think, but yes.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm like it's one of my pet peeves, even though the distinction doesn't exist in my language. It's a weird thing.
All right, great. So that was worth 1,200. So at this point, Beedrills, you guys have closed that gap. At this moment, the scores are tied.
Oh shoot, Oshawott. We have to give them a hard battle on the next one.
All right. So going back to Team Aractus. Whimsicott, you'll give the first guess for this one. 10. Screech.
Oh, this is much harder than the other ones. Onix.
No. 9. Compound eyes.
Graffler.
No. 8. Discharge.
Ooh, wait. Discharge and compound eyes?
Yes.
This is very interesting. Could it be Vikavolt?
No. 7. Basic.
I don't think he'd get it, but Voltorb?
No. 6. Small.
Oh, boy. It's him. It's one of the most adorable Pokemon ever. It's Joltik.
It is Joltik, yes. Oh.
My second guess was Galvantula. That was my second. Like, I was like, oh, it's Galvantula. Nope.
Yeah, and then number 5, the hint for 5 we got there would have been Sticky Web, which we know how Thatch loves his Sticky Web Galvantula, although it was the Joltik. Yeah. And then the last clue was Teeny Tiny Electric Bug.
Oh.
All right, so nice job. That was worth 1,100 points. Beedrills, if you want to keep pace with this, you will have to get this in on the 6th clue.
No problem.
All right. Wow. Are you guys ready to start?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Bosifus, you will give the first response to this one. 10, okay. Encore.
Plusle.
No. 9, Psychic.
I have no idea right now. Encore. Clefki.
No. 8. Soundproof.
Mr. Mime?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So you guys got that on the 8th, the number 8 clue, so that's fantastic. Now, a little bit of a backstory. I picked this Pokemon for a particular reason. Usually I do these randomly, but I picked this one for a reason because a little bit of history here. British Gent, you mentioned to me that you used to do pantomime on the stage.
Yeah, that's right.
So can you describe like what that was, like what kind of theater that was?
Oh, it was more of a local thing to the area, and I've done a few bigger ones, like in a town. But mainly I was performing as, I've done characters like, I don't know if they'll come across right, as no one from England, but Buttons in Cinderella Pantomime, like the stepsister's servant, like a nice, jolly, happy character jumping around all the stage and dancing.
All right.
I've done characters, that was my first one I ever did, which was half a script near enough.
All right. Well, fantastic. That sounds really awesome, and I just thought in honor of you doing that, I wanted to pick Mr. Mime. With that one, I also would have had, I feel like the one that would have given away would have been 5, Barrier. I mean, it is the Barrier Pokemon. and then the last one was Creepy Clown.
Honestly, if you had said Barrier to me, I would have shouted, Lance is cheating Dragonite.
Yeah, that one's probably a psychic type, yeah.
And definitely learns Encore. And Soundproof.
I mean, I mean it's Dragonite. It's Lance's Dragonite. It probably learns everything.
Oh, Lance's Dragonite, yes. You're right.
Yeah, he so cheats.
Congratulations to the Beedrills. You won this round with a score of 2,500 to 2,100. Making the scores a total of 4,900 for the Beedrills and 4,700 for Team Maractus.
It's still anybody's game.
It is, yes. As the winners of this round, you guys win a year's supply of Combios.
So we get one bag?
Yes, you get one massive bag. That's exactly right. Combios, if it's not part of your well-balanced breakfast...
Well, then you're not.
All right. With that, folks, we're going to go to our last commercial break, and we're going to come back to you with a new game. So we'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Do you have long commutes to work or school and no reliable way to pass the time? Are you tired of listening to boring podcasts about obscure topics and only at a moderate volume? Then maybe you should try Loudred Audiobooks. Our resident Loudred will loudly read a wide selection of open source classics to you, including The Old Man and the Seedra, of Merrill and Machamp, and even Lord of the Cutie Flies. For the low price of $5 Pokemon a month, you can even access more recent bestsellers such as 50 Shades of Spoink and The Girl with the Dragonite Tattoo. Loudred Audiobooks. Books read loud!
Let's play Amity Square.
Hello, Puckalonians, and welcome back to Game Corner. Thank you for coming back after the break. We are really excited. As I said before we left for break, we have a brand new game for you. We have Amity Square. So the way this game works is our contestants are basically going to be playing tic-tac-toe. If you want to follow along and see how this is working, there is going to be a picture on the website, and the link to that picture will be in the description of what I'm going to describe right now. We have a tic-tac-toe board with our stars, if you will. In the top left corner, we have our Turtwig. Next to him in the middle of top row is a Drifloon. And in the top right corner, we have a Chimchar. Moving down to the next row, going from left to right, we have a Shroomish. In our center square, we of course have the wonderful Pikachu. And next to the Pikachu is a Buneary. And then in our bottom row, we have the best starter Pokemon ever. Going from left to right, we have a Torchic. In the bottom middle, we have...
Hello, Oshawott is right here. Snag.
My statement stands. In the bottom middle, we have a Happy Knee, and then in the bottom right, we have a Piplup. These Pokemon were all originally available to be used in Amity Square in the Generation 4 games. For those of you who may not be familiar... in the early part of Gen 4, you're able to go into this square and walk around this area with these Pokemon, and they were able to pick up useful contest items for you, and, among other things. So, do you guys remember anything else about Amity Square?
You could only bring a Pokemon there if someone thought they were cute, which was a bunch of, well, let's not, Taurus Poo, because some very cute Pokemon were not allowed there.
All right.
That's true.
So here's how the game works. Our contestants will select one of these Pokemon, and then they will be given a statement. So, for example, they might pick Pikachu as the center square, and the statement will be, Pikachus are yellow. And they have to determine if they agree or disagree with that statement, ultimately determining if it's true or false. If they get that correct, they claim the square for their team. Contestants, do you have any questions, or do you think we need any further explanation on this, or should we dive right in?
Let's go for it.
I think dive right in.
Are the questions also, how do you determine points for this game?
Thank you, yes. So each question that is done correctly is going to be worth 200 points. And then if a team is able to secure the win by getting 3 in the row, either across, vertically, or diagonally, they will earn an additional 500 points, most likely securing the win for the entire game.
Ooh.
So that being said, let's flip a virtual coin here.
Evens.
Evens. You want evens, both of us? Let's see what we got. Evens.
Yes.
It came up as a 7, so it's odds.
That's even. All right, we'll go first then. So,
that being said, Team Maractus, you may go ahead and begin. What Pokemon would you like to start the game with?
Well, Oshawott, we simply must, right?
Piplup?
Piplup? I mean, Piplup is very cute, but I was thinking we're behind, so maybe we should try to nag the center square.
Oh, okay, you were thinking of competitive. I was thinking of just...
I mean, honestly, if we weren't behind 4 points, I would totally have picked Piplup along with you.
Yeah, we should go for the Pikachu.
We should get Pikachu in the center square, or at least try to get it.
And now we get into meta tic-tac-toe strategy.
Yeah, no meta. No.
It's complex. Don't.
All right, so Ashwat, since you're the guest, I'm going to let you make the determination. Which one are we going with, Ashwat?
Pikachu.
All right. So, in the Pikachu Square, the statement is, Cleffas live close to where shooting stars have fallen. Do you agree or disagree?
Okay, Cleffas, I don't remember reading that in a Pokédex entry, but it does sound like something a Cleffa would do. What do you think, Ashwood?
I would go with no, just because I feel like it's more of a Clefairy thing, and it's to throw us off. Go with Cleffa, yeah.
I mean, okay, I'll trust you. False.
All right, so you disagree. The answer's actually true.
Dang it.
I thought it was something like that.
Shout out to Dennis the Mimikyu Maniac. He helped me out with some of these questions. This was the one that he pulled, and I believe it was from a Pokedex entry. So.
Ah, shoot.
All right.
Nice.
Both of us, always the sportsman. Are you saying nice about Dennis helping out?
Oh, I like that Dennis helped out, but I also like that they got it wrong. So,
all right. So nothing goes down. Moving on then to the Beedrills. The British gent, where would you like to go?
Do I take it? We're just going to try and steal Pikachu from them.
That's fine with me.
Okay, so
in the center one.
So Pikachu, yeah. Again in the center square. This one does happen to be about at least this family. Pichu tend to electrically shock themselves accidentally. Do you agree or disagree?
I think we can agree based on A, the Pichu short, and B, Super Smash yeah. Brothers Melee.
It's in there.
We'll go yes.
That is true, and the Beedrill team get the square and 200 points.
Ding, oh ding, boy. Ding, ding, ding.
The center square, no.
Now, to give you guys, yes, they did take the center square, but there is some very good tic-tac-toe strategy that you can exercise to try and come back here.
Oh, I was already aiming for it when they were going for the middle. I was like, okay.
Yeah, well, we must get the people up now, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going for a Piplup in the bottom right-hand corner?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So at this one, Inkay is a dark water-type Pokemon.
False.
Yeah.
You are correct. The Team Aractus gets the square because, of course, Inkay is a what?
Dark psychic,
water,
right?
It's dark psychic.
Dark psychic.
Water psychic, says Whimsicott. dark psychic. That's not
yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, you try playing an entire game in a different language, Joseph. You try.
All I'm hearing are excuses.
All right, awesome. Moving back to the Beedrills. Beedrills, which Pokemon do you want to pick?
Buzz Buzz.
Mandibuzz is not on here, no.
what do you think about Buniri going for a little bit of a block there?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Okay. I think we'll take Buniri.
Alright, Buniri. Bonsly was first introduced in Gen 4.
This is kind of a meta question because it came out in Gen 4, but it was introduced in the anime in Gen 3 via Brock. No, via something else. In lieu of the anime, in just the video game, I would say agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
All right. The answer to that is actually false. Bonsly was first introduced, at least as far as any games are concerned, in
Colosseum!
In Gale of Darkness, yes.
That's what I meant! All right.
All right, Team Maractus, going back to you, which one would you like, your team like to go for?
We are going for the middle left square, Shroomish.
Okay, middle left square, right next to Pikachu. All right, so I suppose I should have a question to go for. Okay, I like this one. In the anime, Raticate is the 7th Pokemon Ash gets. This is excluding evolution. So Caterpie, Metapod, Butterfree is considered one Pokemon. So let me say it one more time. In the anime, Raticate is the 7th Pokemon Ash gets.
I didn't even think he got Raticate.
He got one in a trade.
So cruel to poor Ash.
He got one in a trade with his Butterfree.
Oh, but he also got... I'm pretty sure... let's count them out. So it's Pikachu, Caterpie, and it's all evolutionary lie, which only counts as one. And then he got... You know, I think the answer is no. What do you think?
I'm thinking no, because when he traded for the Raticate, that was pretty early on. That was the St. Anne or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Let's go with false, then.
That is correct. It is false, but not for the reason you guys are thinking. Ash got his, so Pikachu, Caterpie, Pidgeotto, and then he got the traditional starters, Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle. Out of curiosity, Beagles, do you know what his 7th Pokemon was?
It's Krabby. The Mystery of the Lighthouse came before the party on the St. Anne.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Wow, that's some deep anime knowledge there.
I it's just because I've been a fan of the series for decades. I just know.
Not money that he actually catches more than 6 anyway. So.
Okay.
All right, next one. So yes, you guys got the Shroomish in the middle left part of the board. Going back to the Beedrills, what would you like to select?
I know it's kind of like the worst starter ever, but do you want to go with Torchic, Beedrill? Or, I mean, the British Gent?
And, sorry, folks, we have to end the game early. Congratulations, Team Maractus. You have won the game.
Yeah, Torchic, bottom left-hand corner.
Yep.
All right. So, with Torchic in the bottom left-hand corner, trying to run some interference down there, The statement is, every water psychic Pokemon starts with the letter S.
What?
Water psychic.
I mean, I heard the question. It's a dumb question. No, Manaphy doesn't start with the letter S.
There we go.
I think we could.
So are you...
Wait, but Manaphy's water psychic, right?
It's no, because it's probably in Gen 7. What's it, Bruxish?
Oh, Bruxish is also, yeah.
Yeah.
So this the question one more time is, every water psychic Pokemon begins with the letter S. Is that right?
That is it, yes.
That's the question? Then the answer is no.
You are correct. It is indeed false. Most of us, Manaphy
is
not
psychic.
I didn't
want you to get it by saying something wrong. I was hoping you'd remember, Brock.
I had to second guess myself, but I... Yeah.
All right, nice work. Yes, Bruxish is the one that that does this.
What's Manaphy's typing is not water psychic.
Just water.
No, it's just water.
Really? Yeah. Since when?
Gen 4. in Gen 3 it was water psychic, but Gen 4 is when it just took the water type. Yep.
Oh, sneaky share.
Oh no, that's not true. Okay, so they currently have Pikachu in the middle,
yep.
And
yep.
They have Torchic in the bottom left. So
right.
We must get Chimchar in the top right square.
All right,
for
the block in the top right square with the Chimchar. All right. In Generation 6, when Fairy type was introduced, 5 Gen 1 Pokemon gained the Fairy type. Do you agree or
disagree? Let's count them out. They are Mr. Mime, Jigglypuff, Wigglytuff, Clefairy, and Clefable. That is it, right?
This is a true or false question.
Exactly.
So, but what about, is Cleffa?
Not Generation 1.
Oh, that's true.
The baby Pokemon are not Generation 1, which is what he was hoping to catch us on, but the answer is yes, it's true.
Do you agree, Ashwat?
Yeah, let's go with that.
And you are correct. That is indeed true, yes. So with a successful block, Team Aractus does block that up here. Now, on the board, so Team Aractus has Chimchar on the top right, and they also have Piplup in the bottom right. So, Team Beedrill, what is your selection going to be?
I think we have to go Buneary for the block.
Yes,
we have to.
Buneary for the block. Buneary, again, is in the middle right, so going for the block. Nidoqueen cannot breed.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true, yes. That is one of the things that I always found really weird, that Nidoqueen, something that definitely had a gender from the very beginning, was not able to breed. That whole situation is just really awkward.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because I think what Nidoran female can breed, am I remembering that right?
Yes.
Nidorino.
Yes, it can. But Nidorina and Nidoran and Nidoqueen can't.
Yeah. So
it was probably a coding thing from Generation 2. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. They should have just made that one Pokemon line when they jumped to Gen 2 anyway, but that's just my opinion.
You don't mess with Pokedex numbers.
I know.
For more on this,
you can search up an old article that I wrote in Anything Goes, where I did discuss where that's one of my biggest pet peeves, that Nidoran should just be one Pokemon. But anyway.
I remember that.
All right. So there are only three spaces left on the board. No one can secure a win at the moment. We have Turtwig in the top left corner, Drifloon in the top middle, and Happy Knee in the bottom middle. Team Aractus, which one are you going to go with?
Are you okay with going with Drifloon in the top middle square, Oshawott?
Yeah, it's either that or Turtwig, so let's go Drifloon.
Yeah, okay. Let's go Drifloon.
Stunky was the exclusive to Pearl.
Goody Gen 4.
Oh, I've only played Platinum.
Oh,
I have no idea.
That is a good distinction here. Let me just clarify. I did not include Platinum with this, so it's either in regards to Diamond or Pearl.
Well, shoot, because I know you can get it in Platinum, so that would have been easier. Do you remember Oshawott?
I've only played Pearl, well, between the two. Diamond Pearl. I've played Pearl.
Okay.
I think you can get one. I'm not sure, though. I definitely don't know if it's specific to Pearl.
I honestly never thought it was a version exclusive. But Gen 4, so I'm probably wrong.
Yeah.
Do you want to go with True?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like it could be a version exclusive, but who knows?
It doesn't, but...
It's your choice. I'm very confused.
Let's just go with True.
Okay.
All right, that's incorrect. Stunky was actually exclusive to Diamond.
Glammeow.
It was Glammeow that was exclusive to Pearl, yeah. So...
Hmm.
All right, so that does open the door for the Beedrills. Which one would you guys like to go with?
I think the strategic route is Drifloon.
Yeah.
Okay, back.
Yeah, go for it.
Back to Drifloon. All right. In Pokemon Go, you cannot catch Unown.
In what? Sorry.
In Pokemon Go, the hot mobile app, you cannot catch Unown.
Oh. Well, no, I've not seen it, let alone caught it.
However, I think I've read something about it. I don't know that it's available yet. Man, this is a tough question.
I'm pretty sure the sparks are in there, but I wouldn't know. I've not seen it or anything.
I also haven't played much Pokemon Go. I'm trying to remember. I feel like I read something about the different letters.
I would say no.
My instinct is no, but that makes me want to say yes. You know, because that's the nature of the questions. But then again, instinct is instinct. That's the team name.
By the way, best Pokemon team, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yep. Instinct. Yep. Well, do you want to run with our instincts?
Why not?
All right.
So, before you answer, let me just make sure we're absolutely clear on this. The statement is, in Pokemon Go, you cannot catch unknown.
Right. So I think we're saying...
So that's true.
True.
That is false.
Oh, I knew!
You can catch unknown. It's super rare, but you can.
You can, yes. And in fact, there's an unknown... there's like an unknown badge, like an unknown deck. So if you collect all the unknown, you get like a badge for it.
That's what I read. Dang it. Dang it.
All right.
Oh.
Going.
We get another chance, Sasha Wood.
We do.
All right. Going back to the.
Gen 4.
Please no.
Going back in Gen 4 when they had something that you could almost call a Pokemon Stadium X.
Oh, by the way, we should probably clarify, we are still going for Drifloon, right, Oshawott?
We are.
Okay, back to Drifloon. I was trying to say, going back to Team Aractus, this one came from someone who's very deeply involved in the Pokemon, the Puckle community, I should say. This came from Locke, asking about Shiny Litwick. Shiny Litwick has a red flame.
Oh, that's false. True, I think.
That's false. It has a lighter blue flame instead of a lavender one. It only gets orange/red flames when it's fully evolved into... Okay.
So it's false. What is your team answer?
I'll trust you on that one.
False.
Whimsicott, when Locke gave this to me, he said, it's a trap, and he said exactly what you just said there. Alright, so nice work. So the Team Aractus took the circle there. That is their fourth one. We only have two spots left, and we have Turtwig in the top left corner, which in the top row... Team Aractus has two of those Pokemon, so I might be assuming, but you guys have to tell me. Team Beedrill, where are you going?
I think we're going at Mr. Turtwig.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Turtwig. Let's go with this one. Sandshrew could be caught in exclusively in the original Blue game. Is that true or false?
I'm pretty sure that is true. Because my blue version, I have a Sandslash. I'm pretty sure red's the one you caught Ekans. But now I have to double guess myself.
I'm trying to think that now.
I'm almost positive.
Yeah, was it exclusive? Because they were like literally paired up, weren't they? Because you had like...
I know the difference is Sandshrew and Ekans. I'm pretty sure you get it in
blue. So yeah, that's right then.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, then yes, it is... Blue.
All right, that is correct.
Nice.
All right, so to give everyone a recap of where we're at here, nobody can win this game, and right now we are even on the board with Team Beedrill and Team Aractus. Going into this round, Team Beedrill only had a 200-point lead. So
if we get Happiny, we tie the entire game.
And then we'll talk about what happens after that.
Oh boy, this is a heavy responsibility.
We get the half point, and that's what we do, both.
Yeah, we go for that half point. We have to.
Okay, Asha, what?
All right. To make it official, which one are you taking?
I think Happiny.
Okay.
Yeah,
good choice.
Probably.
Good choice from all the ones that are available.
Gen 4 question. Let's do it. Fingers crossed. Gen 4 question.
Currently, Regenerator.
Oh, not Gen 4.
Regenerator is the most common hidden ability.
Wow, that is such a... Why do they get such easy questions and we get such hard questions? There's a bias here at work. Do you notice, Osterwood?
I know all the answers to the Gen 4 questions you've been asked.
Yeah, and I knew about, well, whatever.
Pokemon Go. You're 200 points behind. I'm not that upset for you.
Okay, so Regenerator is the most common hidden ability. Okay, so I think it might be true, but I'm kind of thrown by the fact that, okay, let's count them out. It's the very
I'll mute my mic. It's only like 100 hidden abilities.
But there's a lot of Pokemon with Regenerator as a hidden ability. And Oshawott, can you think of another ability that is really common as a hidden ability?
Regenerator seems to be the one that I hear most often. Meant to throw us off, but...
But the thing is, there are plenty of good abilities, and I think every single Pokemon that has a Regenerator has it as a hidden ability. So it might be true.
Mm.
I don't know. I can't think of anything else that would take precedence over this. I'm probably missing something huge, but...
I'd go with true, but...
Okay,
I don't know.
Let's go with true and cross our fingers.
Regenerator is not the most common hidden ability.
Is it Intimidate?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
Sheer Force and Telepathy both have 18 Pokemon that can can have those as hidden abilities. Regenerator is only 16.
Mm.
Ooh.
All right. So, Happiny is still on the board.
Okay, we'd like to go for Shroomish. We could steal, right? If we get Shroomish, we win twice.
You can't get Shroomish. Shroomish is ours.
Okay, this one is, I feel, for what I have, going to be the question that's most on par with that last one.
Okay.
Generation 6 introduced the least new abilities.
Okay.
Least new abilities.
Oh, that's the question. We have to agree or disagree.
Yes.
Then it's no, because Generation 1 released 0.
No,
but ability.
Are you gonna step on my toes?
Let me rephrase the question before you put an answer. I apologize because this was poorly phrased. When abilities were, since abilities have been introduced, Generation 6 has introduced the least new abilities.
So abilities came in and the Gen...
So it's not Gen 3, because that's when they all started happening. I feel like it's it could be Gen 4, because they didn't have hidden abilities yet. And Gen 5, probably not, because they have hidden abilities. Gen 7, we know they released a ton, but I don't know how many were out between Gen 3 and Gen 4. I want to say false, just because I feel like Gen 4 probably didn't focus much on abilities.
Nah, we'll go with it. You go. You've got
all right. All right. It's not like we're going to lose the game because of it. So.
Well, no. Let's face it. We either win or draw, so it's all happy days.
Yeah. So, okay. false.
It's true. Generation 6 did introduce the least new abilities. So
instinct,
the game continues.
Oh boy, I can't take the tension. It's too much. I'm literally fanning myself right now.
All
right,
Team Reactors, are you ready?
Yes.
Oshawott, we have to get this little egg Pokemon.
Landorus.
With its little Ovastone. Okay. Not Landorus.
So the Pokemon, so Happiny, the last Pokemon on the board, the statement is, Landorus has never been in a Pokemon movie, at least not significantly.
Like I watch Pokemon movies, please. Oh, shoot.
Shout out to Movie Club, I mean, come on.
I mean, Movie Club is awesome. The movies, not so much. okay,
they're not that far yet, but they're getting there.
He said significantly, and I honestly cannot remember Landorus ever being featured in a Pokemon movie. Can you, Oshawott? I mean,
the only thing I'm thinking of is it's not a movie, but...
But if it's not a movie, then it doesn't count. It's because not a movie. The Gen 5 movies were about Reshiram and Zekrom, right. And then they were about the Swords of Justice, and then they were about...
Fight me,
yeah,
Kira.
I mean... It's exactly. So I would say the statement is Landorus has never been significantly featured in a Pokemon movie, right?
Yes.
So I'd say it's true. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd go with that.
All right. And Circle gets the square. Team Aractus, you have gotten it correct.
Oh boy.
So in this round, Team Maractus gained 1,000 points, and Team Beedrill gained 800. Let me give you a quick update on the scores. So Team Beedrill has 5,700. Team Maractus has 5,700. We're going to take a quick pause here, folks, and we're going to do a quick bonus round. We'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Hey, it's Thatch, and I wanted to let you know how you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can come to PucklePodcast.com, where we have a chat box and forums where you can talk to many other Pokemon fans who also listen to the show. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on our Twitter, liking our Facebook page, subscribing to our subreddit, and following our Tumblr. Don't forget to review us on iTunes, though. It helps us find more people to come and hang out with us, and we can have larger tournaments because of it. And, if you're feeling generous, we also have a Patreon, where you can donate in return for some awesome rewards. And as always, thanks for listening, and for all the support you give us. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
And now, it's time to play Pokemon Password.
And welcome back, Puckalonians. Boy, do we have a treat for you today. We are going to the first bonus round of Puckle Game Corner because our contestants have forced a tie, which I think is fantastic. Congratulations to both teams. We are going to finish this up by playing Pokemon Password. As a reminder of the rules, one person on each team has been given the secret password, and they are going to alternate giving clues to their partner, and they're going to try to guess it. These can only be one-word clues. The first team to guess it wins the round, and we're going to do this in best-of-three style. That being said, we are going to do a coin flip to, or a dice roll, if you will, to determine who is going to go first, or who has the choice of going first. Both of it, since you called the last one, we will defer to Team Aractus to call either odds or evens. Uncle Asha, what do you want to do? Odds or evens?
Odds saved us last time, so let's go with that one.
All right,
if
odds.
You want to.
The roll came up as an 8, so it's evens. Team Beedrill, would you like to give the first hint, or would you like to give the second hint?
That's
second hint.
I think so. I think it's fair.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. That means Uncle Oshawa, you have the password. You may give your first hint.
Restores.
Restores. Potion.
No. The British gent, go ahead and give your clue.
PP.
Is it a lepaberry?
No. Back to Team Aractus. Oshawott, give your clue.
Smallest.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. So, if I remember correctly, the password should be Ether.
That's it.
That's all it. Right. Dang it.
Yeah.
As soon as I said it, British gent,
Never mind.
You know, you're okay. Your hint was great. I just...
That was really, really hard to convey in one word, Oshawott.
Yeah, smallest. That was
good
right.
Job.
Because I was like, okay, well, it's either ether, max ether, elixir, max elixir.
Exactly, but that was perfect, Oshawott.
Barry was the only thing that didn't come to mind.
All right, nice job. So to try our best to keep things fair, it was Team Maractus who started the last one. So Team Beedrill, you start this one.
Okay. Hideout.
Oh, underground.
No. Wimscott, give your clue.
Technology.
Is it Team Plasma Hideout?
No. Bosifus, go ahead.
Saffron.
I want to say Team Rocket.
No. Whimsicott.
Master.
Master. I'm drawing a blank.
Can try to rely on all the other clues that have been given to this point as well.
Would it be... I don't know Gen 1 that well. I'm trying to think what's in Saffron City. And we said Team Rocket Hideout. Is it the Game Corner?
No. Bosifus.
Lapras.
Giovanni.
No. Whimsicott.
President?
President? I don't know. It's not Giovanni?
No, it's not.
It's...
I'm going to have to ask for an answer of some kind.
I'll just say place. Is it the Saffron City Gym?
No. Bosifus?
Building.
Silphco?
That's it.
Yeah, building is going to be my next one.
As soon as I said my last answer, I went, no, you're stupid. I know what it is.
I thought Lapras would be able to give it with the clue of Master, because, like, Master Ball and you get Master Lapras.
Ball, yeah.
You can't say Master Ball because it's two words, but...
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know anything about Gen 1.
Sorry about that.
You are rather young. Yeah.
The one other thing that I thought of, like about halfway through, is you could have also used the word scope.
I thought about that too. I just didn't want to throw him off with Game Corner because you get the scope in the Game Corner.
Sure. Yeah. All right. So going into the sudden death round, Team Maractus, you will begin giving the clues. Have you received it, Uncle Oshawott?
Yes.
And have you received it, the British gent?
I have indeed.
All right. Oshawott, go ahead.
Crossover.
Crossover? Wow. Is it... what was the name? Shoot. What was the name of that game? I never... Oh, wow. It was Pokemon...
Yes, we do talk about Pokemon games on this show.
Oh, I never even picked it up, and I know it.
I never.
At least what you're thinking of.
I know. Basically, I mean, I might be wrong, but I just need to come up with the name in my head. Was it Pokemon? Pokemon Conquest.
No. The British Gent, give your hint.
All that works for wrong answer.
British Gent, go ahead and give your hint.
Okay. Shuriken.
Ash Greninja?
That's it.
Oh, no. That was a good one.
Oh, man. Shuriken. I was like, what? Crossover Shuriken? I was like, is there a Naruto like Pokemon?
Oh,
and then I was like, oh yeah, there is. Ash Greninja. Good gamble there.
Congratulations, team the Beedrills. Fantastic. This was man, these games are so much fun and they are so very intense. Even though I'm not even playing, it's just so So, fantastic. Congratulations on your win for winning the game, Team Beedrill. You have won a handful of things. First off being, of course, a 2-year subscription to Loud Red Audiobooks. Books read loud.
Woo! Wicked.
Fantastic.
Not only that, as mentioned, when I cut it into the beginning part of the show, Bosifus and Wimscott had a little bit of a wager. Bosifus, can you remind us of what that is again?
So the deal was that on the next regular Puckle podcast, the loser reads a prompt written by the winner verbatim, so word for word, no matter what. Say
I'm
for
going
work.
To be so embarrassed.
And not only that, the British gent for being the winner this week. If you'd like to, you also get to submit for the trivia badge on PucklePodcast.com, and you can add that to your online badge collection.
Woo! Stop. Thank you.
All right.
I would like to put it out there that this is by far the best effort Amaractus has ever made against the beat reel.
That is true.
All right. I want to take a moment.
We did come close.
I want to take a moment and thank all of the contestants for taking the time out to do this today. I really enjoyed it. Uncle Oshawott, thank you. Is there anything you want to say in closing?
Sorry, Fluffiest.
No, boy, no, you did great.
No, you have to suffer the wrath of Bo.
I mean, we were a pure grass type against a poison bug type, so I guess we shouldn't have gotten our hopes up, but we gave them a round for their combios, I guess.
That was super intense. Sorry. All right. I just had a blast.
All right, and then again, our winner, the British gent, thank you for joining us. Anything you want to say as you sign out?
Thank you very much, Bo. Hard luck, Wimscott and Oshawott. Beedrills, obviously, beat you to it.
All right, and of course, Fluffiest Wimscott, thank you again for joining us. I'm always glad to have you on the show, even if you are the most prolific co-host. We always like having you here.
Well, you know, it is very hard to keep me away from a trivia game. I do apologize for filling all of your airwaves with my blabbing.
And Bosifus, I'm glad that you're able to join us as well. I know you've been itching to get on this show ever since its inception. So
yes, we're glad. While it was still in the egg, I've been trying to get on. So,
all right. With that, again, thank you all very much. Remember to make sure you take your dittos out of your daycare to help control the pet population. Catch you on the flip flop.
Time, farewell, my
And we'll start up in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Poke. That's a nice. Moving down below that, going from left to right, we have a snake. Forgetting that Pokemon's name is.
Okay, so I'm not much of a tic-tac-toe strategist, honestly.
I'm thinking the Shroomish, because...
No.
But why would we get the Shroomish? I mean, we can't... The Shroomish is, like, middle left, and we have the bottom right square right now, and we can't put three in a row with the Shroomish.
She doesn't get the meta.
I don't get the meta. No, I
she
don't.
She wants to go for Drifloom.
I mean, okay, no, if you know the tic-tac-toe meta, Osher was. I was kidding about the tic-tac-toe meta. I didn't know it was actually a thing. I'm very confused.
I mean, we could just go with the Banary or something like that, but...
I mean, I would honestly get either the... I mean, if you get... Oh boy, this is so hard. Now you're making me think this is so much more complicated than I thought it was when I was a kid. Okay, but if we do get the Shroomish... What's our end game here?
Okay. Well, then okay, you have more options on the board to where you can go.
Okay, I see what you mean. See what you mean. Okay, I'll trust you. I'm a tic-tac-toe newbie, apparently. Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.